The following program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC, 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC is separate from Securian Financial Services Incorporated and is not a broker-dealer. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in the commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision.
Welcome to the show.
In 3, 2, 1.
Let's make today the day you take charge of your financial life.
Welcome to Your Financial Future. Your Financial Future is your weekly go-to financial talk show dedicated to helping you take charge of your financial life by discussing and educating you on sound strategies and techniques, as well as practical money ideas. Get ready to be educated and motivated. Now, here are your Financial Future hosts, Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Your Financial Future. My name is Doug Chapman. My partner's Mike Bonaccorso. How you doing, Michael?
Doug, I am doing great. How about you?
Hey, I'm doing well, and for everybody out there to know, Michael had a birthday this week while we were in between shows. Sorry. You don't remember what you did to me when my birthday was in April, all right? You let everybody know. 54, the whole nine yards. I put it in the back of my brain, on the back burner. You know how I operate. You shouldn't be surprised that I'm getting you right now.
I don't know what the big deal is. 54, very proud of it.
Yeah.
Nothing has changed. You will be collecting your Social Security before May because you are older.
No, there's no chance you're going to take yours at 62. I know how you operate. So, happy belated birthday, buddy.
And, thank you.
Yeah, so here we are, pal. It's the last weekend of September. We're into the fall. It's just cranking on by here, and it's the weather's getting cooler, and we're seeing a little bit of volatility in the market over the last couple of weeks too.
Yeah, exactly. First off, where did September go? It flew by. I can't believe it already. And volatility, yeah, to say the least. And volatility also, Doug, not always, as we always say, not meaning always down, although we've had some significant down days, but also to the upside, too. You know, you're seeing some big swings from day to day.
Yeah, some choppiness.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
To say the least. And listen, if you've been listening to the show for a while now, you're going to know that this is it comes as no surprise to us. We've been saying, you know, that I know we sound like broken records, but you got to pay attention to your money here right now. You know, we went through a really bad time in this world. I'm not just saying our country, in this world.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we saw the market get hammered in March and then rebound back to the levels where it is right now, and even higher. It was higher a couple of weeks back. And we've been saying all along that you've been given a, for lack of a better way to call it, Mike, a free reset here to say, whoop, all right, I saw what could happen. Let me address the circumstance right now and make sure that I'm positioned properly. But you know, Mike, that so few people out there are actually doing it, and we just got to keep ringing the bell on it.
Yeah, 100% on that, Doug. And you know what's interesting is that, you know, I always get, like, excited. I know it sounds a little weird, but I get excited this time of the year because there's so much. It's like it becomes a busy financial time of the year between now and year end. And I always say January through tax day, I feel these 6-7 months, really, there's a lot of activity that goes on in the financial world for a lot of different reasons. But I got to tell you, Doug, besides the usual stuff of different events that take place, there's a lot to be decided yet, right? And talked about, and just issues that are out there. And yes, we got, you know, the big one, the presidential election, everybody, you know, well documented. Mm-hmm. But even with the, you know, the pandemic, right? Oh, there's a vaccine coming. You hear this date, but you don't hear that date. You hear we'll be good by the end of the year. You hear it'll be into 21. Then you hear people saying, well, it's going to be a slow process. There's so many just big worldwide issues to be decided between now and the end of the year. it's a lot. I think it's going to be a lot of information. It's going to be a huge news cycle for the market to take in and for the market to digest. So how does that extrapolate, Doug, down to the person listening to the show?
Okay, so what it really comes down to, Mike, is that awareness and some sort of paying attention to what's going on. Now, we're not suggesting to you, and Mike wasn't suggesting to you through, you know, saying that we still have some a lot of activity that's going to take place here in the final, you know, few months of the year, because we definitely are, and we don't. He's not trying to throw you into a panic mode, but to throw you into a point of awareness. And we want to throw this out into the space that we're talking right now and say that you owe it to yourself to be aware right now and not necessarily make any wholesale changes, but certainly don't ignore the overall, you know, your situation right now.
And Doug, what I want to say is that I guess what I was really saying is that there could be a lot more volatility to come. And again, volatility doesn't mean necessarily down, right? Nobody's saying that. And I'm not saying you go predict the election or go predict when the vaccine's going to come to market. Nobody's saying any of that. But I'm saying there could be volatility. And I think what you at least deserve to do for yourself is make sure you're comfortable with your situation, because that's what you can control. You can't control the election. You can't control the vaccines or anything else that's going to come along the way. But you should at least, how would you say, Doug, be in touch with your own personal financial affairs and feel comfortable about them.
Well, Mike, you know what the, one of the top enemies of money is for a lot of people, and that's emotional volatility. It's not market volatility. It's emotional volatility. And when it comes to money and investing and saving for retirement and putting together financial plans and all stuff that, you know, rotates and revolves around money in the financial world, our experience have shown in the decades that we've been in this business and on the air here that emotional volatility tends to be a bigger enemy than market volatility to most people out there, because you know it as well as I know it. We have had conversations with people who are very emotional about the upcoming presidential election. And we've had people who we've had to have serious conversations with related to their money about why they need to remove this emotional volatility that they're experiencing right now from making their financial decisions at this point in time.
Doug, listen, you're right. You're sharing that with everybody. You know, there's people out there listening right now, and I'm not saying that they work with us. I'm just saying people listening that come that day after the election, they're going to feel like the world's coming to an end one way or the other if their person doesn't win.
Right.
And we're saying you can't do that. You know, Doug, listen, you want to have a little emotion. You root for your person. That's great. I get it. That's part of human nature. But when it comes to your money, you have to be comfortable not making psychological decisions that could be emotional, that can hurt you. You have to have your arms around it and feel comfortable no matter what the outcome may be of an election or of a pandemic or whatever else that comes along. That, hey, last year at this time, if we would have said, hey, Doug, there's going to be a pandemic, we would have been like, you're nuts.
Right.
Right. But here we are.
Yeah.
And we have to deal with, ready or not, we have to deal with it.
You know, Mike, there's, when it comes to it at the root, and you get down to the core,
yeah,
is that when it comes to emotional volatility, you and I, we always have been, we prefer to err on the side of faith rather than fear, right? We believe in processes, we believe in, you know, in understanding and learning from, you know, historical perspectives, and, you know, we believe in, you know, in faith will get you further than fear. Now, I'm not saying blind faith, and that's
right,
and that's something that we need to address, because there's a lot of people listening to the show right now, Mike, who have blind faith. And what I mean by that, if you are not addressing your financial situation, and if you are not paying it somewhat attention, or you don't have a good, competent advisor that you have, you know, faith in, well, then you have blind faith. You're just letting it go, and you're hoping for the best. I don't think that's the same thing that I'm talking about here. Now, listen, when we get on an airplane, right, we have, it's very rare, most people get on the airplane with the faith that the pilot's going to get it from point A to point B. Would you agree with me on that?
Correct.
Those who have fear that it's not going to get from point A to point B probably don't get on the plane.
Correct.
All right? And the reason that we have faith is because we know, if you take the time to think about it, that the pilot has a process that he goes through before the plane takes off. He's in the cockpit. You know, you see in movies and you talk to people, you know there is a pre-flight checklist that everybody has to go through before the plane takes off. So you have very well grounded and reasonable faith that your flight's going to get from point A to point B successfully. Now, had that not been the case, had you not known the pilots have pre-flight plans and planes checked and all that kind of stuff, well, fear would definitely take over. Or if you got on it, that plane and went, that would be blind faith. And that's the difference right there.
Yes. And you know, Doug, when it comes to your financial affairs or your financial world, it's everybody's different. I can't say that enough, right? And to, you know, ignore something or not to ignore something, right? We're all in different. I guess here's what I'm saying. Your financial world has different phases and different events happen during those phases. And you have to act accordingly to what's in the best interest for you, your financial plan, your financial home, your, you know, for your financial family, and not just generic, if you will, or what my neighbor's doing or what my buddy at work is doing or what my brother's doing or what my sister's doing. It really boils down to you. And I think that's important. And I think you have to be comfortable and have a plan in place that meets your, you know, your goals, your needs, your risks that you can or can't tolerate.
Well, Mike, that's why at Wealth Management Group, you know, we have processes, you know, of course, you know, you do the process, right? We have a process that we go through. And, you know, referring to what I was saying before about the airline pilot with his pre-flight checklist, and then he's going to reach down at some point in time after he goes through it. And what's he going to do? He's going to fire up the engines, right? He's going to have faith. He's going to fire up the engines that they're going to fire up. And they're gonna take off. Well, a lot is the same when we sit down and we go through this with people, and this is the appropriate approach, in our opinion, to go through this. Is we have checklists that we go through with you here. We have checklists that say, you know, what is your risk profile, your time horizon, your specific financial objectives, what are your current asset levels, your contribution. What we've got a whole checklist, if you will, pre-flight checklist of stuff that we walk the clients through. Now is the time for you to make sure that you're going through this checklist for yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, now is the time, Doug, and you know, to kind of reiterate here, we've been going through some volatility. I would think it's safe to say, you know, my opinion is that we'll probably see more volatility along the way. And, you know, hit that checklist.
Yeah, and don't take it, you don't, we want to get you away from blind faith. And too many of you out there right now are having blind faith. And blind faith for a lot of people in a lot of circumstances has paid off pretty handsomely over the last decade or so, right?
Yeah.
You really can't, it's not deniable, but that's not a very, very good long-term plan. And if you're not making sure that you go through the checklist, and I know in the next segment, we're going to talk about financial blind spots and things that can get you if you're not paying attention to what's going on out there. And we want to make sure you're doing your best, or at least you have some place to turn to so that you can, because we know that our objective here and our responsibility from coming on the show here each week is to be a leader for you, to lead you in the right direction and show you and tell you things that we believe are the prudent things to do and the appropriate things to do related to your money. Because, you know, money is important. I don't care what people say about that. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. Money's important. Physical health is the most important, but financial health, it runs a quick, you know, line right up there behind that, Mike, and we have to help the people.
And you know, Doug, the other thing too is when it comes to money, and a lot of people aren't good at this, but decisions need to be made.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, a lot of people want to procrastinate, put it off. You always say the ostrich, keep your head in the sand, you know, blind faith, call it what you will. But there comes a time when decisions need to be made.
And listen, like I say, and it's a saying that you've heard me say for decades on the radio show, you can choose to do something or you can choose to do nothing. But just remember, if you choose to do nothing, you have actually chosen to do something. You've chosen to do nothing.
Yeah.
All right. Let's hop to a break. We will be right back, folks.
This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average is a widely followed measurement of the stock market. The average is comprised of 30 stocks representing leading companies and major industries. These stocks, widely held by both individual and institution investors, are considered to be blue chip companies. Please note, any investor cannot directly invest in any index.
Have you been listening to Doug and Mike for some time now and have been contemplating scheduling an appointment with them? Does what they talk about make sense to you and you believe some of it applies to you? Do you think it's time to either start paying attention to your money or get a second opinion on what you're already doing? Well, great news for you. Doug and Mike offer complimentary consultations with no cost or obligation to the listeners of Your Financial Future. That's right, a no cost or obligation consultation with the hosts of Your Financial Future to discuss what is important to you in a private and confidential meeting. It couldn't be any easier. Just pick up the phone right now and call 855-262-3722. Leave your name and phone number, and either Doug or Mike will personally call you to set up a time to get together. The number again is 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Doug and Mike will explain things in an easy-to-understand fashion and work with you to help you accomplish your goals. Whether you want to plan for income at retirement, learn investing strategies, save for college, plan for a special needs child, or anything else related to your money, they are ready to help. Your Financial Future has been on the air 22 years. These guys have experience and wisdom to help. Take advantage of this generous offer to get together and have a complimentary consultation with no obligation. You have to take the first step and simply make the call. So call now to 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Don't put it off any longer. Call 855-262-3722.
All right, folks, welcome back to the show and hope you're doing well today and that you're ready to get some good information and let us lead you and try to guide you in the right get as many of these as we can with you to effectively and efficiently, you know, guide you through the process to make sure that we're as protective as we can be.
Right, because, you know, Doug, again, like you were saying about the blind spot, tough to do when you know they're not there, right?
Right.
I mean, just think about the reason. So here we are trying to help along and saying, let's think about these financial blind spots that you don't know about that could possibly occur. And, you know, Doug, these blind spots have been there forever.
Yeah, and sometimes as time goes on and as tax laws change and the economy changes, additional blind spots get added in.
Yeah, and if there was ever a year this year with the pandemic, right, that nobody ever saw this coming and nobody ever dreamt of this, and here we are, and everybody's doing the best they can to deal with it, not only socially and with health, but financially.
Yeah.
And it's had a bigger financial impact on some versus others, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's, you know, people that have closed their businesses and stores and people that have not been affected. So blind spots have existed for a very long time. Why don't we talk about the financial end of them and what's been out there?
Well, sure, Mike. And you know, one of the biggest blind spots that we find that people have right now is, as you could imagine from listening to the show right here, and because there's a record number of baby boomers turning age 65 every year right now, is that we do a ton of retirement planning work and retirement strategies for people. And one of the biggest blind spots that's not completely paid attention to properly is taxation, Mike. In fact, I find it very rare that taxation is paid attention to prior to people coming in and having, you know, appointment with us and us talking about, you know, their retirement income and the blind spots that they could potentially face. And taxation is a huge one.
Sure, sure is. And you know, a lot of times people say, okay, I have X amount of dollars for retirement.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to be able to get, I want to take X out every year to live. I need X to live. Okay, but when you start looking at that pot of money, taxable, non-taxable, what is it, determines how much money you can or will not have based on, because there could be taxation that you never thought about, calculated, or even implemented for that matter.
Sure, Mike. And tax efficiency is something that, you know, we try our best to go over with our clients when they come in. And, you know, I'll tell you a story about clients of mine that were in, you know, during the week. And I'm not going to give you their names, obviously, but he is 61 years old and she's 55 years old. So they got, you know, a 6-year age difference between the two of them. And they're doing a nice job of saving money for retirement. I got to tell you, you know, straight up, they're doing a nice job. All their retirement money is in tax deferred, you know, type vehicles. And they're not uncommon from other people. They don't have a lot of savings outside of those vehicles, mm-hmm. but they have a decent amount of money inside of those vehicles. So as I was sitting down, I was having a conversation with them, and we were looking at their situation. And I started to discuss, you know, their blind spots and their pitfalls with them. I said, one of the things that we really need to start to pay attention to for you guys here is you're developing a significant amount of wealth for retirement, but the problem that we're going to face is when you do retire and you need to decumulate or start to take money out of these accounts, it's going to be all taxed as ordinary income tax to you. And so you effectively have the IRS as a partner with you in on these plans. And the worst thing that's going to happen, you know, potential worst thing that's going to happen in addition to all that is now we're going to expose your Social Security to, you know, potentially 85% of the Social Security be taxed, not at 85% tax rate, but 85% of your Social Security be subject to income tax. So what we need to do now is we need to start to do some effective planning for our income going forwards, for what our income is going to be at retirement going forwards to address this tax blind spot that's been ignored up until this point.
Yeah. And you know, Doug, numerous times that's very common, you know, numerous times. I know I've sat with people also that they've come in and new clients and they've have a lot of money already saved up for retirement, and congratulations, job well done. Yes, you have the retirement pots ready to go, but there'll be a glaring weakness. There isn't any non-qualified, taxable money, non-retirement money, right? Whatever you want to call it. And we'll talk about, hey, how we need to start building pots here over the next 5 or 10 years until you get to your retirement. Because, you know, when you get into that 65 to now 72, when required minimum distributions are being asked of you, it becomes, there's a lot of blind spots in there when it comes to taxation.
Oh, no doubt.
Okay. Do I take my Social Security? Do I not take it? How much is taxable my Social Security? Do I take my RMDs? I don't need to take my RMDs. I have a pension. A lot of questions when it comes to retirement income. And when you're talking about taxation, there are blind spots that people never thought of or never really put the pencil to the pad and said, wait, if I do it this way or if I do it this way or should I do it that way? And that's quite a problem. A lot of people make a lot of bad decisions.
Well, Mike, here's, you know, one of the fallacies that people go with. And a lot of people say, oh, I know I'm going to be in a lower tax bracket when I retire. You don't know that. It's not, you do not know that. All right. So we would like to try to keep you in the highest tax bracket possible, right? So, you know, that means that, you know, you got plenty of money coming through the door and you're doing everything that you want to do. So, you know, you've got to be able to look at things. And for these folks that I was talking about here, you know, one of the strategies, and this is a common challenge that a lot of people have, Mike, is that they're doing fine. They're socking, a good amount of money into their 401k plans at work. And they're getting an employer match, you know, on some of the monies that's going in there. But at the end of the day, after they lived their life and they, you know, do what they're going to do and have fun or whatever. There's not a ton of money left at the end of each month for additional savings and investing. All right? Not uncommon at all. Very, very common. It's probably more common than uncommon. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely.
So, you know, how does somebody like that in that circumstance then start to pay attention to the future taxation of their money in the blind spot? And the conversation I had with these clients, and something that needs to be explored, and this is not a blanket recommendation for everybody out there, but it's something that you should probably consider and maybe talk to your tax advisor about to understand, or, you know, talk with us about, is I said, I don't want you to stop contributing to the 401k plan because you're getting a match. I don't want to give up that match. That's free money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But how about this? Let's consider making your contributions into the 401k Roth contributions now. So that now let's build up two pots of money. Now we've got a pot of money where you're going to make after-tax contributions into your 401k. Under the current tax code, the Roth provisions, you know, that money will never be taxed, and the growth on that money will never be taxed at the future. So then now I could maybe control your tax liabilities in retirement a little bit better, because now what do we have, Mike? We've got a pool of money that's has no tax liability on it that we can take tax-free income out of when we retire.
Sure. And you know what's really important too, Doug, is when we talk about taxation and blind spots is, you know, a lot of people will say, okay, you know, I'm going to draw my Social Security, or I'm going to draw my pension, or I'm going to take my required minimum distributions, and they put down a withholding. Right. I'm going to withhold make believe 20% just for the sake of conversation.
That's the standard.
Right. And then they say, OK, well, I did my tax return and, you know, we got $800 back, or we only owed $400. So I'm not really paying taxes. You know, like we didn't owe anything. But the money that's being withheld may be unnecessary if you made some other different decisions. Right. If you were able to get down the tax bracket a little bit. You know, so I feel taxation is a real blind spot because people just look at the final report cards or tax return and say, did I get money back? Oh, I must have done pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
But they fail to realize what pocket, what pool of money they take from. Decisions can be made that could be wiser along the way.
Yeah, you're 100% correct. So, you know, that's just one of the blind spots that people don't think about and, you know, and don't pay attention to. And through our process, when we go through the process that we have at Wealth Management Group, it's something that we do talk to you about and get you, you know, paying attention to it. So, you know, there was another client that I met with this week, Mike, and here was a blind spot that she wasn't aware of, is that she has two children and one child is 21 years old, but the other child's 14. And when we were going over her existing beneficiary designations on her IRA, she named the 14-year-old as one of the beneficiaries, as a co-beneficiary. And I said, but do you understand that a minor cannot, you know, take constructive receipt of these assets? There needs to be a trustee or somebody set up, you know, for to, you know, to oversee those assets. And didn't know. And while that blind spot might not have hit her, because if it went into effect, she would have passed away and been not here anymore, but it would have required, you know, work and effort on the behalf of her daughter. And I said, well, why don't we just talk about, you know, and consult with the appropriate people on how we clean this up, and we change the beneficiary designation, you know, a little bit on this, and, you know, get it done properly, so that God forbid something does happen to you, there's not a problem, you know, afterwards. And, you know, these are two blind spots that we just spoke about that don't really have anything to do with investment selection or anything of that nature.
You're absolutely right, Doug. And, you know, we've said for years that a lot of decisions that are made are once-in-a-lifetime decisions, and they necessarily don't rear their head until the event is triggered, okay? And you know, I'll give you a blind spot. Social Security. When do I take it?
Right.
Okay. And a lot of people just fail to see things, fail to go through the process, fail to do it adequately. They just have a snap decision that's like, oh, I'll do it like this. And they don't think the process through. They don't think of, like, let's per se, Doug, like, you know, if there's a difference between spouse age, mm-hmm. and one spouse makes, you know, has a higher Social Security versus the spouse that doesn't. These are all decisions with, I'll guarantee you, they're loaded with blind spots that you better sit down and go through them properly.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you're 100% correct, Mike. And, you know, folks, that's why we want to encourage you to, you know, take advantage of a complimentary consultation with us and let us, you know, walk you through this process. There's no, you know, there's no cost, there's no obligation. It could be, you know, a very informative 1 hour meeting, one, you know, very informative exercise to go through with you. And in many cases, you're going to walk out of there with a strategy or a plan that you didn't have before you came in, you know, to start with.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know? All right, we're going to hop to a break. We will be right back, folks.
Wouldn't you agree, if we haven't learned anything else recently, we've at least learned that the unexpected can happen at any time? I mean, when you really sit and think about it, there probably have been few examples during our lifetimes that have made us realize that we need to be prepared for the unexpected as much as recent times. At Wealth Management Group, they have an actual process they walk their clients through, and they look to see if you have any financial blind spots that should be checked. For people who own businesses or those with $1 million, you may have some unique potential blind spots that can be difficult if they aren't planned for. Because at Wealth Management Group, they have an effective process already in place to go over these areas with you, it makes their meetings focused and productive. In many cases, in as little as 1 hour, you could walk out with a strategy or plan to help minimize potential costly blind spots. So if you have $1 million or own your own business, an investment of 1 hour could be very beneficial for you. Just take a minute to pick the phone up right now and call them at 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722 to schedule a complimentary consultation to check for your financial blind spots without any cost or obligation. That number again is 855-262-3722. They look forward to your call.
You are listening to Your Financial Future, brought to you courtesy of Wealth Management Group. Wealth Management Group has been providing financial, retirement, tax, and asset protection strategies since 1995. Doug Chapman and Michael are registered representatives and investment advisor representatives of Securian Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Wealth Management Group is independently owned and operated. This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax, legal advice, and this information should not be considered as such. You should always consult your tax legal advisor regarding your own specific tax legal situation. Now, back to the show.
All right, folks, welcome back. And, you know, we're glad that you're investing some of your time here with us this week. And, you know, Mike, I think that it was really important what we discussed in the last segment. And, you know, the importance of paying attention to financial blind spots can't be understated in any way, shape, or form, because that's typically what ends up, you know, ruining a lot of people, you know, from accomplishing their goals and objectives that they want to, is that, you know, they hit a financial blind spot somewhere along the way, and it was like, oh boy, you know, I didn't anticipate that. And it could really set you back a little bit. So, you know, paying attention to those things is very important.
Yeah, Doug, you know, it's when it comes to the financial world, a lot of pitfalls, a lot of blind spots that people don't think about. They don't go through the right process, if you will. But a lot of that, too, also is I find myself in other aspects of life sometimes, and I'll catch myself saying stuff, I never thought of it that way, or I never thought of, like, that could happen, or that could be, an, you know, something. And, you know, when it comes to your financial world, to me, I mean, for you and I, it's easy, right? I mean, this is what we do. We're aware of these blind spots. We've seen a lot. We've gone through a lot. But for a lot of people, they just going through the process, or they don't have a process. And I guess that's really what the problem is, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we can go back, and I don't want to beat this on the ground, but like, okay, Social Security, when it comes to making a decision on Social Security, you're excited. Ah, I know, you get money, you get Social Security. I can't wait to do it. but they really don't always go through the process of what's the proper way for them to do it. And a lot of mistakes get made.
Well, Mike, that's because, you know, most people in most places don't have processes.
Yeah.
They wing it, right? For lack of a better way to put it. And there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of people out there that, you know, sell investments or insurance products to people out there, and they don't have a process that they go through and to, you know, to try to determine the appropriateness of any recommendation to them. They're more interested in selling a product than they are in solving a problem. And, you know, at the end of the day, I think that's one of the things that makes us unique and a little bit different is that, you know, we take people through a process, and then, you know, once we identify any, you know, shortcomings or things that need to be changed or done, it's at that point in time when we try to find the appropriate solution for them to make sure that they're doing the right thing to accomplish the goals and objectives. And, you know, by being licensed in multi, you know, different areas of the financial arena out there, that really does give us, you know, the opportunity to try to be creative and to come up with, you know, broad-based solutions for people.
Yeah, and I also think that I think the biggest part of our process that really actually helps is the initial phase, sitting down and just having a conversation, an open conversation with what I'll call it a potential client, and finding out what are they looking to accomplish, what's important to them, fact-finding, learning everything about them, and not just saying, well, this is what I want to do, but what leads to that.
Right.
Okay. And that then that starts telling you, for us, for you and I, where the blind spots are, what they need to watch out for. And how many times we've had conversations with folks, they come in and they think it's very straightforward, very clear. This is what I need to do. And then when we get discussing with them, they'll say, oh, I never really thought of it that way. I'm glad we had this conversation. So sometimes it's just a matter of being able to talk to somebody and talk through it.
You know, Mike, one of the problems in the financial world out there is that I think that financial companies who are creators of financial products that are available for people really try to complicate things for people and try to confuse them to try to get them, you know, to engage. And I don't think that I think we're simplifiers is what I'm trying to, you know, emphasize to people out there. And that, you know, we really work hard, in my opinion, to take these complexities and to simplify it for people, because people don't want additional work. Would you agree with me on that?
No. And that's why they don't move forward.
Right. And that's one of the reasons why we've taken the time to really, you know, say we got to try to have these meetings done, to have, you know, have a very informative experience for our client in about an hour. And if we can have somebody come in and we can invest an hour of our time together with them, and we can provide them with a good, solid recommendation, I think that I know my experience shows me that the chances of that person actually implementing the strategy or the plan, whatever you want to call it, and moving forwards with it is much greater if it's done in a way that simplifies it for them and is a focused and brief meeting, for lack of a better way to put it.
Doug, I think that's always been our mission here, you and I, is to be able to take things, and we always felt like it's been our position to break it down into the simplest of terms and get anybody to understand what we're talking about.
Right.
And it's not what we're talking to them. It's, you know, you come to us with the blind spot, you come to us with the problem, and it's our job to boil it down into simple terms. I don't think we ever want to make it complex, make it overwhelming, or make people feel like they just tackled another massive assignment in their life.
Well, Mike, let me give an example of something that I did this week with a client, and it was a new client who came in, who listened to the radio show last week and called up and came in and brought her statement in with her, and she handed it to me, and she's like, I don't understand it. You know, I asked her, you know, well, tell me about your investments. Tell me about the holdings that are inside of this account. And she's like, I really don't know, and I don't know how to read this thing. And she gave me the statement, right? And I grabbed the statement, and I knew exactly where to go, flipped it open, circled the thing, and said, you know, here's where it tells you what your investments are. And it's probably on this same page every single time you get this statement. I think it was page 4. It doesn't matter what page it was, right, in this circumstance. And she said to me, oh, you made that so simple. And listen, that that comes from experience. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I first started in the business, I couldn't grab a different company's statement and know exactly where to go to find the information that I was looking for. I couldn't. I had to sit there and read it and learn and find out. Now, because of the experience that we have and the years that we've been in this, yes, we can take a lot of these things and make it very simple to understand.
Yeah, absolutely, Doug. And, you know, and just things like that, trying to make it simple, trying to make the client, you know, we get that that's our job,
right?
To make it easy for the client.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's just like with questions, fire away, ask, you know, you have a question, ask them, you know, we can answer that question a lot quicker. You know, I'll say to clients all the time, you have a question, call, you know, don't try to figure it out and stuff. And we have clients that not only with questions, but things that need to be done. They'll say, can you do this for me? Can you help me with this? You know, because they just know I'd rather dial the phone and just say help than say, well, I'm going to spend half a day here trying to figure out something that I can't solve.
Yeah. And that's one of the things that we want to do is, you know, we want to provide you and try to maybe free up more time for you and not make it this, you know, laborious effort, you know, that you have to go through with multiple hours of, you know, in-depth, you know, conversations and all that if it's not necessary. Now, listen, sometimes the situations are just a little more complicated and they may require 2 1-hour meetings or 3 1-hour meetings, but it's never 3 hours at a clip, right? Because nobody can pay attention for that period of time, you know, let alone ourselves, right? Let alone somebody else who's trying to listen and absorb a topic or item that they've probably never explored before.
Correct. Correct, Doug. And you know, and it's always easier, Doug, you and I, you know, yeah, we're financial guys. That's our living. That's what we do. That's what we're good at. But we're also people too. And that
right.
When we go to the store, we don't want to walk up every aisle or looking for something. We want to be able to turn to somebody in the store and say, hey, do you have this? And if so, where?
Yeah.
Right.
So,
I mean, you know,
so it really, you know, my wife is a browser. I am not a browser when it comes to going into the store. All right. You know, this is like, and it's the old joke. It's the old adage, difference between men and women. Right. So like if we're walking in the store for something, she knows where I'm headed immediately first. That's to find somebody who can tell me where it is so I can get it and I can get out. And, you know, it's like but that's the polar opposite. You know, she's OK with browsing around in there. I'm not.
Yeah.
All right. I need this. Can you please tell me where I can find it? You know, it was, I'll give you a perfect example. Ava needed a new mouth guard for field hockey. So I went to Dick's the other day, and I was probably in and out of the store, Mike, 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes.
Yep.
I got back in the car, and she's like, how the heck did you do that? And I said, well, when I walked in, I saw the first person. I said, can you tell me where the mouth guards are? They told me where they are. I walked over there. I said, youth, okay, here it is. Boom, grabbed it, walked to the register, paid, and I was out the door.
Yeah, and you know, Doug, you know, and that's you, that's me, that's how we get that, and we try to do that. But we also understand when it comes to the financial world, people get tight. People get where...
Of course, it's money, Mike.
They're not comfortable discussing, you know, sitting down with somebody, doing what they need to be done. Money brings on a lot of challenges for people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's, you know, that's why... As, you know, somebody who's trying to be a leader, you know, as people that are trying to be leaders to our listeners out there and educate you and motivate you to get you going in the right direction, making the process simple is something that's really of critical importance to the listeners out there, because we have to make sure that you're not overwhelmed when you come in. So, you know, let's you know, you had a couple of interesting things that you did this week with clients. We are kind of in the, we didn't really get to it, what have you been up to lately segment. So why don't you give an example of something that you helped somebody out with this week, bud?
Well, Doug, you know, let me think here for a second.
Yeah, because you had quite a few.
It's been a hectic week. It certainly has been. Well, you know, Doug, like one of the things this week was, you know, somebody came in and they had a pension plan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And as it turns out, they haven't been with the employer for a very long time.
Okay.
And paperwork was sparse, to say the least, to try to figure it all out.
Mm-hmm.
But the long story short was, how it all started was, New client came in, sat down. I know I received something in the mail, right? How many times have you and I heard that?
Yeah.
Saying something about something,
right.
Okay? Something about...
That's what they say a lot of times. I got something about something in the mail.
And it's, I think I have money there, okay? Right. And really what I did was is sat down and told them, here's what you need to do. You need to contact this person. Call this person at the company. Get the ball rolling. And... You know, Doug, I'm going to say some 90 days later, okay, mission accomplished.
Right.
Okay. But people do that all the time. And people do that. But you got to remember, Doug, the retirement world, the corporate retirement world has changed drastically. So when you switch jobs, the word pension is a forgotten word. But people have pensions from their past. And they're not even aware of it until they get something in the mail.
Right.
And they don't understand it. So that was just one of the things. I mean, what else is going on this week?
So, Mike, I had to go and see a client of ours who had a job at a casino. She was a dealer in a casino. And, you know, everybody, it's no surprise to anybody right now that, you know, casinos down in Atlantic City are, they're not doing much business. Okay.
Right.
So, you know, she was with them for a long time and, you know, opted to retire, and we had to help. I had to help her out with her old 401k and that stuff, and explore and go over the options for that, you know, with her. And then, so we gave her some good stuff, and was there for about an hour with her. And then I also had another client of mine from California who called me this week, who was in the high end hospitality business, and they did catering. They would do the catering for the Emmys and the Grammys and all that stuff. And she had to let me know that they just, you know, she was originally furloughed, and now that she's not furloughed anymore, they let her go because, you know, that industry is, the prospects of the comeback on that industry they're further out than a lot of other industries, right? You know, it's going to be a while before we see those mass gatherings where that high-end catering is going to be, you know, put in place. So, you know, had conversations with her, and, you know, luckily, Mike, a circumstance where was a saver and a money accumulator during her lifetime. So she'll be able to bridge the gap. But the other part of the conversation came out and is, you know, she's thinking of ways to reinvent herself now. And that's another thing that a lot of people are going through.
You know, Doug, just as you were saying that, and we've already gone through a couple of those cases in light of everything that's taken place this year, is we've had people come in that were helping reinvent.
Yeah.
And what I mean by that is kind of like never expected a job change, never expected they're doing something else. You know, old employers, retirement plans. How do I, you know, I want to bridge the gap. You know, like I don't need, I'm not going to have this long career anymore, but I'm going to be working for maybe X amount of more years. And they've kind of turned to us and said, you know, like we've helped in this reinvention, for lack of a better word. But
yeah.
That's very well said. I mean, a lot of times people kind of just hit the end of the line and they retire and, okay, I'm going to sit down with Doug and Mike. But I'm finding that you and I are getting a lot of those in-betweeners, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not this, well, I got a long way to go, but not, I'm not at the finish line either. And they need a little.
Yeah, she's 50. She's not at the finish line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's been coming up too. The I didn't expect this, and I need to kind of reinvent myself, and I'm putting my pieces together.
Well, isn't that, you know, what we were talking about earlier in the show, blind spot? You have to sometimes, you know, plan and expect the unexpected, right?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to hop to a break. We will be right back, folks.
These are the views and opinions of Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso and do not necessarily reflect those of Securian Financial Services, Inc. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax or legal advice. This information should not be considered as specific tax or legal advice. You should consult your tax or legal advisor regarding your own specific tax or legal situation, separate from the financial plan and an advisor's role as financial planner. An advisor may recommend the purchase of specific investment or insurance products or accounts. These product recommendations are not part of the financial plan, and clients are under no obligation to follow them.
At Wealth Management Group, we will guide you through a one-hour informative experience where you will walk out with a better understanding of your current financial situation, a strategy or plan that you may not have had before, and a feeling of confidence that you have taken a step toward your goals and freedom from wondering, all by investing just an hour of your time. Many people who have gone through our process have realized a sense of ease and clarity like they may not have had before. At Wealth Management Group, we have a process that provides individual financial programs customized for each client because you are not all the same and should have your own strategy, not a strategy that is the same as a thousand other people. We have offices in Clark, Parsippany, Martinsville, and Toms River to suit your needs. We observe and respect all protocols in order to keep everyone safe and healthy. Or if you wish, we can have our meeting on the phone or video. So we invite you to invest an hour of your time to go through our informational experience with no cost or obligation to the listeners of this show and come out after with something you didn't have before. The first step is simple. Just give us a call now at 855-262-3722 to get a date on our schedule. That number again is 855-262-3722 to take the initial step toward a sound financial future. Once again, that's 855-262-3722. We look forward to your call.
All right, folks, welcome back. And, you know, I hope we're bringing you some really good value this year and trying to lead this year, excuse me, this week. And, well for this year as well, right? It's a challenging year, and we hope we brought you some great value to this point this year and going forwards. But in all seriousness, for the week here, you know, we're really, you know, cranking into the end of the year here, Mike. You know, we got to let our listeners know that we are so focused right now on being your, you know, leading you and guiding you and educating you. But most importantly out of it all, Mike, is we've got to motivate them to take some sort of action and, you know, and make them understand that, in my opinion, you and I are financial simplifiers. Is really what, you know, we try to do. Our experience, our knowledge in this industry has led us to be able to quickly identify solutions to previously complicated situations or confusing situations and provide you with, you know, some sort of simple explanation on how we think that you may want to handle it.
Yes. And, you know, Doug, that's how, you know, we understand human nature, right? Any thing you're going to dive into, you're always wondering what's it going to entail, how long is it going to take. You're doing a project at your home on the weekend, right? Okay, before I start this, you know, you kind of think in your mind, how long is this going to take me? What's it going to entail? Because you're trying to plan the rest of your day, the rest of your weekend. And it's no different. We get it. It's no different than when it comes to the financial world, right? People really are a little afraid of the unknown.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know certainly what to expect. They don't know how to do it. And that's why, you know, again, we try to educate you, motivate you, and simplify it to break it down for you so it's not this unknown, I'm afraid task.
Yeah, you know, Mike, we you know, letting the listeners know that we're constantly trying to improve ourselves and sharpen our knives or our axe, whatever you want to call it, in the industry and become smarter and smarter. But at the end of the day, the world that we live in right now is so fast-paced and so complicated. And so many different things are coming at people from so many different angles that simplification in any area of somebody's life is really seems to be very desired by most people right now, myself included. I'm not, you know, I'm no different. You're no different than anybody else. You know that there are so many things flying at you right now in this complicated world that simplifying things is really an important thing, at least for me right now in my world. And I can't imagine that it's not the same for many other people listening.
Absolutely, Doug. And you know what? 2020 is the example of it all. I mean, you know, we're more worried about, are there enough supplies at the store to keep the house supplied? How are the children getting educated? The Zoom. Yep. I mean, it's been a lot of change and a lot of stress on a lot of people. And unfortunately, they're letting their finances go, you know, kind of be neglected and not saying it's kind of like back burner. And, you know.
Well, Mike, you know what we spoke about earlier in the show? It's that it is my belief that there's a lot of people out there in this industry and many industries that like to complicate things and make it seem, and we talk about this in the office, sometimes they're just trying to justify their existence. They want to make some things seem so overwhelmingly complicated that only, you know, they can solve the problem for you. And what they're not realizing is they're just stymieing people and putting them into inactivity. But we understand that. We realize that. We're not coming at you to try to give you this complicated thing to make ourselves look like geniuses, because I truly believe, and you know this, I've said it a million times, I think true genius is taking a complex issue and making it simple. And that's been a focus of Wealth Management Group. And I think that recently, Mike, we've done a poor job of explaining to the people that we really are, in my opinion, financial simplifiers and trying to get things easy, you know, for you to understand in this complex world that we're living in right now.
Right. And that's what our process is all about, that we speak of. And you know what, Doug, you know, the show's been on the air 20 some odd years. And over time, we have changed and adjusted because we understand what the folks listening need. I mean,
sure.
It's just, you know, and we get it. They're not into this complex speak over my head and here's my boilerplate 50-page report.
Right.
It just doesn't fly.
And give me some really in-depth, complicated investment strategy where I'm going to try to outperform the markets. We understand. Most people out there, that's not your objective. Your objective is to live your life, enjoy yourself, do what's important to you, and if you can have one less thing to really stress about, you'd be a lot better off. That's who we are, and that's what we bring to the table. So I want to encourage you and remind you, we've got offices in Clark, New Jersey, in Toms River, New Jersey, in Martinsville, in Parsippany. We've got a meeting facility in Manasquan, as well as, I mean, we haven't been going there, Manhattan. So if you can hear us, we've got an office in close proximity to you. So we want to urge you to take advantage of the opportunity to have a complimentary consultation with us. 1 hour of an informative, you know, session sitting down together, and you'll probably come out of that session with something that you didn't have previously, some sort of suggestion, some sort of recommendation, some sort of solution, some sort of perhaps simplification to everything that's going on in your life.
Yeah, that's 100%.
So pick up the phone, folks, 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722 for a complimentary consultation. No cost or obligation. It's on us. It's our treat. We want to get out there and we want to meet with as many people as possible. Michael, anything to add this week wrapping
just
the show up?
Everybody have a great week and, you know, we'll talk again next week.
Yep. All right. Until next week, be fiscally smart. Bye-bye, everybody.
If you're listening to this show, it probably means you are ready to take a step forward in your financial life. You are hungry for change and hungry for help. And that's why you are feeding your mind right now with all this valuable information. But to drive these changes and to be really smart about what you are doing, to make informed decisions, you need help from someone who's been there, someone who can help coach you through it before you take action and get you going. That's why Doug and Mike, the hosts of this show, offer complimentary consultations without cost or obligations. No strings attached. That's right. You can call anytime to set up a meeting with Doug or Mike by calling 855-262-3722 to request your consultation. That's 855-262-3722 to set up a meeting with the guys who have already helped other people just like you work towards their success. That's 855-262-3722. 855-262-3722. Now that you know, it's up to you.
The preceding program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in financial services commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA, SIPC, 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC, is separate from Securian Financial Services, Incorporated, and is not a broker-dealer. Join us again next week at the same time for your financial future.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.